Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. James chapter 4, verses 13 to 14. Look here, you who say, today or tomorrow we're going to a certain town and we'll stay there a year. We'll do business there and make a profit. How do you know what your life will be like tomorrow? Your life is like the morning fog. It's here a little while, then it's gone. We're constantly encouraged to plan for the future. Whether we're looking at our family, our housing, our holidays, or our pensions, we're under continual pressure to make good plans. I don't think that James was telling his readers not to do any planning, but he did want to prick the bubble of their arrogance. They thought that their life was their possession, and they could do what they liked with it. Not so, says James. The first consideration should be to discover God's will. This means that when we do our planning, we should do it on our knees in prayer. Our lives are a gift from God, and our families, education, talents, and possessions are all part of His gracious generosity to us. In prayer, we need to seek His will for the future, holding our plans in humility before Him. Seeking to know God's will is our prime task in life. God loves us perfectly and knows us much better than we know ourselves, so discovering His will is as good as life can get. In my late teens, I remember struggling with that. It seemed obvious to me that I needed to make some excellent plans for my life and then seek God's blessing on what I had decided to do. It was a real struggle giving up my personal plans, but I'm so glad that I did. God understood me so much better than I did, and He still does. Let me ask you a question. Which of your life plans do you need to commit afresh to God today? And now let me pray with you. Thank you, Lord, that you love us so much that you always want the best for us. Help us to seek your will first in all that we do today. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcasts, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a really good day.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.